Welcome. I'm Esther Berkey, the author behind Living Without Fear and the co-publisher of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journey. If you're ready to embark on a journey of boundless possibilities, I'm here for you. Do you know someone who could benefit from today's episode? Share this podcast with them. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, join me on YouTube, and if you enjoyed what you heard, leave a short review or rate it on your favorite podcast platform with a lot of stars. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you. And today I'm so thrilled to have Manu Kula from Switzerland with me. He's an integrated mental health specialist and humanitarian, transforming lives through a holistic blend of mind, body, and nutrition. Overcoming personal adversities, he champions preventive care and tailors wellness path with compassion. His unique two-phase model facilitates healing and empowerment. With 30 plus years in corporate and certifications from global experts, Manu's mission is to guide individuals toward achieving their full potential, making a profound community impact. Welcome to the show, dear Manu.
Thank you, Esther. Such a pleasure to be with you.
Let's start with my favorite question. What has been your turning moment in life?
Yeah, so just to give a background, I come from a world of corporate. I was master's in computer science. I went into corporate world, did a lot of work in Europe, in India, created large teams and managed very, very large projects. And then came a moment in my life, corporate life, where I had this what we called coup d'etat at workplace. So basically, somebody took away my 25 years of work in a moment, and that's when I had my first burnout. So that was my first big turning moment in my life where I realized I'm going down a rabbit hole. Fortunately, I was very lucky to have somebody which took me in his guidance, and then I went into the world which is I am in now. So this is about 14 years now into ago. And then I had another moment where I had a personal life meltdown, where I realized that while you do know all the tools and you learn all the things, but if you do not apply to yourself and continue to carry burdens from your younger childhood, it plays difficulty into your life and, of course, into the lives of others. And then it hampers your living your life purpose, so going towards your life purpose. So those were two big moments in my life, turning point.
Wonderful to hear how you became the person you are today. So where did it start?
So when I had my first burnout is when I went into all the alternative medicine at that time. I did a course on EFT and the NLPs and et cetera, so I went deep into that. I went into meditation. I joined Dr. Joe Dispenza, did his work many years. And then I went into hypnosis. I mean, I did, I think, something like 15 or 16 different certifications or teachings with probably the best masters that are there. However, in my journey, I started to see that there's a big difference between a technique and what the person is looking for. So I just started to see that differentiation between just running a technique is not going to resolve somebody from his pain point or where they're stuck. And so I had to step back, and I had already started to work with many people, and I used my own quote-unquote AI model. At that time, I took all my clients. So I have a very good discipline of having history of what person came with what story and what I did and what happened afterwards. So I used that, and I saw patterns. I saw similar patterns. And that led me to kind of create what I call a kind of, it's a five-step but two-level model, which is what I then started to practice and use in my work, which is basically we are all having burdens or traumas, and that hold us back. And then starting from there, you can then work towards your life purpose and creating a life. So you take them through steps, which are very iterative, and you can keep coming back. But the idea was to do something beyond techniques. And so, yeah, in my journey, I kept on adding tools. But I started to create a process of how you can bring any person with what all conditions, whatever they are going through, their challenges, and then give them a path forward. And one of the reason I went there is because when I had my burnout, when I had my story, I just bumped into from one place to another. I was looking for somebody to help me, and I saw that I never had the help coming. It did help me not to go completely down the rabbit hole, but it didn't resolve things for me. And so
what
I understood.
What was missing then?
The missing part was a process of knowing what holds people back. But without getting too much caught on into techniques, because techniques, they kind of hold you back or limit you. And so I had to step out of the going into technique, but more look into process. I also come from IT background. I'm a systems engineer, so I come with a system background. So, you know, that helps to look at that in the system mode. And I understood that basically there's a predictable way how things go if you apply systems approach, which is a process, and you are not hung on to techniques. And so that's what I started to do. And now, yeah, after 14 years, I think I kind of found my groove into that. This is what I use to work with people. And I'm not saying I'm there where I must be, and so I keep learning. I'm a very avid learner. I keep doing new learnings and new understandings because human mind is complicated and there are so many nuances. But I've become a learner, not only from going to learn from teachers, but I also do a lot of learning from people I work with. They have become my teachers. And so it's a very iterative process for me. But the model is something that works all the time. So that's where I am.
Can we go back, Manu, where you, to your second turning point? You said you needed to work on yourself. What has been the points, the pinpoints that you needed to work on?
So when you go through life challenge, like, and you get into the techniques, etc., what happens is it's very difficult to work on yourself. It's very hard. It's hard work, okay, because you're going to face a real tough story. So what you do is you create this mechanism of bypassing. So either you use meditation or you use other people's pain as a way to bypass your own pain. So you start to say, oh, I'm going to help the person, I'm going to help the other one. And I realized that I was basically bypassing my own key big, as we call it, burdens, or my pain areas. And I continued to lead my life thinking that because I learned these techniques and I'm applying with my clients, basically I'm okay. And then I had my meltdown in personal life, which is when I realized of the burden that I was carrying since very early childhood. And only when I started to work on them, that things in my life changed absolutely dramatic in the sense of my day-to-day being. Okay? I used to be much better than I was in my corporate life, but still I would be anxious and still having all kinds of thoughts that go through when you're carrying burdens. That's what had happened. So I was not in a place of absolute peace and knowing that I am where I meant to be, but I was on a path, but not getting to that place, and it was evading. And so when that happened, I then went deep inside myself. I really did my inner work, which is, as I said, it's a hard work. But then I realized that when you do your inner work, it actually is not as hard as it appears to be. There are initial barriers, but then if somebody works with you with compassion and care, then you go through quite fast. And so so now I'm also a student of my own self in a way. So I learn from my people I work with, I learn from the teaching, but I also learn from my own inner work. And so it becomes, you become this kind of ever learning school. This is where it brought me to.
What is your childhood story, Manu?
Well, I was, when I was very young, I was assaulted sexually twice, age of 7 and 12. And my system basically put it, absolutely dissociated me from it completely for all the years. And that had a huge impact. I had a very loving and kind parent and family, so that was not a big issue. Although I had some aspect of not good enough because you're not good as good as your sister, who's smarter and brighter, etc. So there was those aspects. But most of them came from very early abuse. And then as I grew older, the bullying continued, which is a pattern I did not understood. And that's what happened when I was in a corporate life, is I was absolutely bullied some senior managers or some people who had power. And so the bullying continued till I left my corporate life. And so those were the big part of my, dysfunctional self, which I'm now 60 plus, for almost 56, 57 years, I had no idea that had been playing the major role in all my life. I mean, starting from early part till there. And despite having everything in hand, I mean, I had a very nice job. I had an excellent workplace. Been 18 years living in Switzerland. I mean, you get the best of it. Internally, I was in deep misery. And so that has been my biggest turning point internally. And the thing is that those moments, or change of somebody taking your job, or all kind of other traumatic early childhood issues, are something that are so helpful, because when I work with people who have sexual abuse or other things, it's easy for them because they understand that I know, and we can work through it with so much ease. People who have been bullied at workplace or at home conditions, same story. So my story of the past, which has been difficult and or heavy, actually turned out to be the gifts after I transformed myself from being a victim or in a place of Yeah, not good enough, or not happy, etc. I mean, all these emotions, to being feeling whole and fulfilled, and knowing that, yeah, that's just were events that were destined for me to be who I am now. So the person that I am here is made up from all those events, and they had to be in that way for me to be who I am now. So absolutely no complaints, and even a lot of gratitude for my perpetrators, people who bullied, people who did wrong to me. I have absolutely compassion for them.
Wonderful. And if someone now connects with your story and thinks, yeah, things are going wrong in their lives, what would you recommend? Where to start?
So four years ago, I started to work on something called IFS, Internal Family System. It's a form of psychotherapy developed by a guy by the name Richard Schwartz. And that has opened my door to exactly the question that you asked, because this is where everybody comes. And the way you start with people, that my question to people is, what is your biggest challenge that you're facing now, and how does it make you feel? Because that's so the biggest one. And once you look at the challenge, you start to see how that challenge, what they call a challenge, is actually manifesting into their lives, but also where it comes from. What is the source? And you will always go and find it in it in some form of trauma. And again, I'm not saying trauma is not, war or sexual abuse, etc. Even a child whose pet toy is taken away and refused can have a huge trauma from that, just that simple experience. So you always find things holding there. And as you start to work with that big challenge, what happens is a space gets created for person to then have what we call in IFS self-energy, which means you have compassion for yourself. Because when you are in the middle of a challenge, personal challenge, you basically are very angry, very frustrated, very sad. So you have those, or in rage, somebody has betrayed you. I mean, so you are angry. So you have those emotions. And when you are living in those emotions, you can have, you can use things like meditation or other things to do a bit of bypass. I mean, calms you down, breathing, etc. But what it doesn't solve, because the trauma still sits, resides. And so the moment the effect of the whatever practice you do goes away, your system starts back to default into that place. And so you will go back into that place more often. And so once you work with that big, big challenge, it creates this space within your system for being able to have compassion for yourself, clarity, calmness, and you use those resources, because those are resources, then to start to work on the other smaller things. So that's how I do. So you create a space, and then you bring the big guys out, and you then work on the smaller things, and then suddenly people start to change. So that's one thing you do. But the other thing which I do is I also have people create what I call their life purpose, or where they want to go. Because while you have, so if you're deep down and depressed, or in a very deep dark tunnel, you need tools to be able to bring you out into light, but you need also tools or something to keep you in the light. And so getting out of trauma is one step, but bringing people into their life purpose is a second step. So that's what I do, and this is my step story, which is get out of trauma and focus on what they want. So, and it starts to change. I mean, I've now thousand people that I worked.
Yeah. And when did you realize about your life purpose?
I had an idea when I started to work. When I went into this work 14 years ago, I liked it. I remember about 10, 12 years ago, I was very much into, and I used to say, I wish I can do this full time. But then I was in a corporate life, and you know, you have your bills to pay, and you get into that bubble of safety, etc. And so when I left my corporate life is when that bubble got broken. And then you come to stand in front of you and say, what do you want? And to me, living in it is about 4 years, 3 years, 4 years ago, that I knew I'm living in it. But the indication that this is where I want to go came much before, about 8, 9 years ago. And it's what I said. So when I start to work with people, say, create your North Star. You may not live there, but start to create it, because then you move towards it. And that's, I think, is what I did to myself. And today I absolutely live my life purpose. I connect to my deep essence every day and say, what you do, is it in line with your essence? And it says every day, yes. And so I wake up much lighter. I'm as my colleagues from my workplace where I worked with tell me, I've grown younger. They all tell me the same thing, that you look much younger, happier, sleep better, create a much happier environment around me. So, yeah. And the people that I work with, that's where it comes the most. It's they're very happy. They all feedback the same things, yeah, that you help to resolve something that they were stuck with. So, yeah.
Just wondering, did you feel anything about when you started your IT career or IT system, whatever technology career? Did you think back then of doing something like you do today?
Not at all. No way.
No way.
Absolutely no way. No way. I would never have. I loved working with people. So I created large teams. I was very good with people. That I knew, that I had loved to work with people's story and helping them, etc. But to be where I am today, absolutely no way. The funny story is my father, exactly at the same age as I started, he also left his work, and he has been all his life a social worker. He's created schools, he's created clinics for people who cannot pay. And so our age at which we went into this work is absolutely similar. So I think there is a trade that came from him. However, for me, it came with my burnout. For him, he's been doing since he was age of 12. So I was not into that mode at all early on in my life.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in India and in Africa, in Tanzania.
Long way from there to here. Not only internally, but geographically.
As well, exactly.
And what is your, maybe you still have dreams. What's your dream nowadays for?
Yeah, so
for your clients or whatever.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I think two, 3 years ago, I became very clear that I'm here for two kinds of things. One that I offer as a service to people who are not able to afford, who cannot pay for themselves, who cannot find the right approach, and who go around, you know, banging their head around, and they are in deep pain and trouble. So I know that this part of me, so I started 3 years ago. I have a community now. I think there are about 800 people that I work every Sunday. So we keep doing this one. my idea is to grow and to have more. I think this is absolutely important. I would like to do this much more, going to places where there is deep trauma and working with them. So that's one part of my dream. Okay. Second one, as I come from corporate life, I would like to, I've tried and I don't think it works, to go into companies to make changes there, because it's very, nobody trusts companies, so it's useless. I tried for 3 years and it didn't work. So what I'm now working is for people who are fired out of job, who are in the middle of transition of jobs. I can work with them. So there's outplacement companies with whom you can do something with them. So that's there. And I would still, of course, work with individuals, people that are looking for any change or transformation in their life. So I keep this. But I separate between what I do, which is absolutely philanthropy. No, I don't mix anything related to any money or anything there. This is my service and giving back to the community. I think somewhere I promised myself a long time ago. My father was exactly like that, so it's, I think it comes from him. And then something I do with the corporate, there's a lot of scope there, and I work a lot with corporate people, one to one, but here much more institutionalized, and then my clients.
Mm-hmm. And if you have to give away three important messages to our audience, what would it be?
Yeah. So never give up. I just say never give up. I have a belief that divine gives to each of us all the resources that we can use to lead a fulfilling life. The question is finding. So my message to everybody is, don't give up, find your resources, because you have abundance of them. They all got diverted because of the experience that you had in your early childhood or later in life, but those resources are there for you, and your job is to find them, and don't give up till you find them, because then you turn your life into something which is absolutely joyous, filled with gratitude and becoming service to others, because that's the whole idea. Okay. So that's what would be my message.
Wonderful. So thank you so much, Manu, for sharing your story and your wisdom with this audience.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Esther, for that, and best wishes.
And thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with us today. And in case you feel worthless and nobody seems to like you, we tell you, you're amazing. We love you, and you're a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please tell yourself these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day, and talk to you next week.